All right, this is the check down with Jalen and Luke. This is Jalen, your host, and then Luke, my co-host.
Yes, sir.
And then we got our special co-host for the day, Big Boy Bowie himself, Nick Burns.
What it do, baby?
And then TP Nappy Boy, a.k.a. Trey Park.
What up? I'm only slightly offended that you announced me second.
Nice.
Whatever.
It went alphabetically.
I guess it did. But so with you guys not knowing the subjects, before we start off there, I want to say I apologize to all of our loyal fans who haven't been a part of the, you know, listening to the podcast, everything like that. There's just so many of you. All right. First, I want to start off. I want to start off with something. I don't know if anyone's ready for this question, but it's been a lot of social media platforms asking the question: is Julian Edelman a Hall of Fame receiver?
Yes.
No.
It.
Dude, I want to put him up there just because of his story, but I don't think so.
And that's the thing. The story is a seventh rounder quarterback from Kent State.
I know.
Switched to receiver, punt returner, the second coming of Wes Welker. You know.
Super Bowl MVP,
three-time champ.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he only has three 1,000-yard seasons.
That's what I'm saying, like. He'd be the only. I mean, has anybody been putting the Hall of Fame off their story alone?
I feel like there's been a ton, actually. You know, like
the story alone, like who?
I don't know. As we go further back in the in our
I think Zach Thomas should be in there way ahead of Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
That's a whole different debate. You said yes, yeah, so I agree.
Brian Urlacher's been canceled. From a Bears fan, Brian Urlacher has been.
You got hair, and then you got a little racist.
Dude, we can give his jacket to Zach Thomas.
You win.
Yeah, you should.
You should. But no, Edelman's
I don't think he's. I don't think he is.
Dude, Luke is so loud.
Oh, sorry.
We got such a smooth voice. I'll allow it.
I'll turn it down.
You think he is, Nick?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you play back the NFL films. I don't even know the theme music. Dun 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 dun. Right on.
Julian Edelman's on there.
One of the top, one of the most film time because of his playoff heroics, his Super Bowl heroics. It's it. That's why we play the game. It's pretty rings.
Falcons catch was pretty.
Yeah, and that's and that's another thing is, if there was a Hall of Fame for just playoffs alone, he would most likely get Hall of Fame. You know. But injuries have always, plagued him in his career where he doesn't play full seasons.
He's only played three full seasons.
Yeah. But.
Aren't there some pretty good receivers that haven't made it? I don't know. I don't know a ton, but I know there's, a couple questionable ones that I.
Yeah, dude, he really only has three 1,000-yard receivers receiving seasons. And he's got 6 touchdowns in 4 different seasons. That's all right. His highest in 1 season is 7.
Mm-hmm.
Man, number wise, no, but clutchness probably.
He does have that clutch badge on him. But one of the big things that's out there right now,
so
people are
damn good looking.
That people are talking about is.
Oh, and he got laid right after the Super Bowl and put on the snap. Goated.
Did he?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That was weird.
Girl Snapchatted him in bed with her.
I saw one picture of a girl taking a picture of a Odell Beckham Jr. going down on her.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not
That's
real.
A weird one. It's like Odell in my apartment.
Edelman was in the bed chilling like a proper gentleman.
Like, was he sleeping?
Nah, just chill.
Did he know the picture was being taken?
I don't know. We can look it up. Somebody Google that shit.
Is it for sure that he's retiring though? Like, do you think there's a chance he goes to Tampa?
I don't know. Gronk says there's a 69% chance he goes to Tampa Bay. So
nice.
If he goes to Tampa, he could get more stats. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, stats to add on to his career, but he's not going to have career years in Tampa.
I'm just wondering, like, would more Super Bowls add?
It,
got another Super Bowl?
It's just so help? Hard because it's like doing the Super Bowl without him. It's like, I mean, he has some clutch
games. So I guess.
Danny Amendola, though.
Yes, that's what I was going to head to. Is a lot of people are putting the whole Welker, Edelman, Amendola all into one. And so all these big plays that happen by all of them, they're putting them into just one. And so is Edelman actually top notch? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because, dude, remember when Amendola, I think it was on the fourth down, Danny Amendola caught like an insane pass on Amendola and got his feet in.
Yeah.
I was so mad. And it was to win the, I think it was either winning or something, but I just remember it was like the most insane catch. Mm-hmm. And he did a couple times. But so did Welker. And so, dude, they all have such this. Yeah, I don't know. Because I don't want all three of them in there, you know?
Yep. Only I would, you definitely put Amendola the third on that list. Mm-hmm. And,
Welker and Edelman, man. That's,
yeah.
Because Welker also did with Manning, too.
Mm-hmm. So another thing a lot of people have been talking about is, if Reggie Wayne or Hines Ward aren't in the Hall of Fame, then why should Edelman be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's true. Hines Ward should be in there. Reggie Wayne.
Have they been up for it?
I think they both have, yeah. If not, I could be wrong. But just the fact that some people are saying that they shouldn't be in Hall of Fame. There's people out there saying, like, Hines Ward or Reggie Wayne shouldn't be Hall of Fame. But
I think the fact that we're talking about it
exists.
The fact that he's alive is crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know, man. Let me see.
Yeah, big thing would be a lot of people just hate the Patriots. I mean, you guys, we all know.
Yeah.
You hate the Patriots, and so it's like
I hate them, but I always respected him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I don't think he's Hall of Fame.
But you cannot tell Tom Brady's story without saying Edelman, you know?
Yeah.
Because he
had such better numbers.
Than yeah. Edelman does. And Edelman was Brady's safety blanket there for numerous years. Even when Gronk was there, Edelman was the first guy to go to.
It was always running back.
Hold up, but he was also a strong safety. He played on the defensive side of ball. I've never seen Hines Ward do that.
Was he like, okay, you want to be as a Hall of Fame safety then?
Yeah, he won Defensive Player of the Year.
That's a terrible.
High school?
Facts.
High school?
No, we rec.
How was he like? Rec league? Maybe.
All right.
Small, 5'10", 190.
Luke, Hall of Fame? Not Hall of Fame.
I would say he's not Hall of Fame.
Why?
Because I feel like he's had big moments, but I wouldn't be threatened to like him being the best receiver on the other team.
But
like other wide receivers in the Hall of Fame.
So I guess that's my question for the next one is Hall of Fame, do you have to have the stats for Hall of Fame?
Maybe.
I think you need to at least be a wide receiver one on your team, and then, like, I guess he kind of was, but I don't know, man. It seemed like they went to running backs and Gronk or whatever the tight end is, and then Edelman was just kind of like their check down one, you know?
Yep.
They're good open across the middle. It's just like, because it's like, if you were drafting, let's say, a Madden, and you're like, oh, dude, I need a top-tier receiver, it's like, and Edelman will not crack it, even right now with just today's NFL, even in his prime, and if it was like his prime against, like, D-Hop and stuff, I'm not taking it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So that's a no from Nick. Is that a maybe from Trey?
Wait, what? No, from me.
No from Luke. Sorry, no from Luke. Yes.
It's a no from me.
A no from Trey. What about you, Nick?
It's a yes.
And
he's got great moments. He's got a great beard. He's a great lay.
Whoa! Just because he had sex doesn't mean it was great.
And Trey said
that was weird.
We're on the check down. So the check down going to the Hall of Fame, baby. For the picks.
I mean, obviously he's going to be in the Patriots Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah.
He's Patriots Hall of Fame for sure. And that's the thing is he just the Patriot Way Hall of Fame or is he himself a Hall of Fame? And that's the part where I have to I have to wonder.
Time will tell.
But Dylan, do you think he's Hall of Fame?
I don't think there's enough. I think his moments are huge. I just think if he was more of a dominant presence, I guess, all year long and consistently every single year. But he comes in all the strong times, you know, like all the times they needed him, he comes through. It's just, he's just right there. So I wouldn't be upset if he got in, but I would rather put, I'd put money that he wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? All right. That's it for that topic. Checking down to the next topic. Defensive player of the year. Okay. Rudy Gobert, reigning two-time champ.
I was like, Xavier Howard?
Rudy Gobert, two-time reigning champ. Which does have some, you know, talk about it, like, did he deserve it? Yes. But this year, he is currently ranked number one, Ben Simmons 2. Ben Simmons came out and said he respects Gobert, all this.
He does not respect Gobert.
Okay, let me finish. So he said he respects Gobert, everything, and then said, but Gobert was guarding me when I played almost the whole game, and Ben Simmons, who said people say he was not a scorer, dropped 42.
Explain that, Luke.
Okay. This is where I will give my whole argument. First off, he's horribly wrong. Gobert did not guard him hardly at all, and when he did guard him, he shot 3 for 7 and then 3 turnovers. Secondly, the same game, he let Jordan Clarkson drop 40 on him if we drop it using that logic. So I can't say... he had a great defensive performance.
I think what you just said kind of goes along with what Ben Simmons was saying and what Doc Rivers was saying, is that Ben Simmons guards the best player on the floor. Gobert guards his spot inside the paint because he cannot guard every position and he cannot guard an ISO offense.
I guess it comes down and to if you think impact or versatility is more important.
Well, if you're talking about defensive player of the year, or if you're talking about best paint defender of the year, I think there's a big difference there. I'm not saying that Gobert shouldn't get any credit for what he does, but he's, in my opinion, not defensive player of the year.
I'm just saying the fact Simmons seems like he's begging for it at this point. He did the same thing for rookie of the year. He's doing it for defensive player of the year.
So this is where it stems from. Rookie of the year debate.
He still says that Gobert was guarding him all game and he had 42. That's just not true. So, like, that, I'm still saying that argument makes no sense.
Do you think he should have been Rookie of the Year?
No, the Defensive Player of the Year thing. I don't think he should have been Rookie of the Year either, but... he is more... Like, he can guard more positions, but he also... I don't think he guards their best player. Matisse Thybulle, I was watching the game part of it, and he was guarding Kyrie. Simmons was guarding Jeff Green. Another thing is, I feel like Luka just another day ago dropped 32, and he should be guarding him. So I can't say if he's that good of a defender, he shouldn't be saying how he dropped that much when people are consistently dropping points on him too.
But your own logic right there kind of shoots you in the foot. Embiid going against Gobert kind of just poops on him, you know.
I don't think
fucking stuffed it in his face, dude.
I don't think Embiid did that good on Gobert either. It's mostly when Gobert wasn't guarding him.
But you see the problem here. It's you're coming up with a lot of I thinks and stuff.
A lot of I thinks.
Okay, well, the thing about Gobert not guarding Ben Simmons a lot, that's actually true.
Yeah, and so let me pull up the stats from the Jazz Sixers game. Ben Simmons had 42 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 personal fouls, played 38 minutes. Gobert, 11 points, which doesn't matter in a defensive game, you know, 2 assists, 9 boards, same amount of boards as Ben, 1 steal, same amount as Ben, 2 blocks, 1 more than Ben, 3 personal fouls, 1 more than Ben, and played 6 less minutes. So both had decent games. Ben definitely matters more for his team, but in a defense player of the year, doesn't, you know, mean as much for that. But I just want to go back to one of the arguments I know you've probably said, you said off the podcast before, is that since the Jazz have the best record in the league, that makes Gobert be the guy that should win it? Do you think that's what matters in this?
I think it would have a big factor in it because the Jazz are top five, or I think it's top three for sure, top three defense in the league, and they're also the one seed in the West. So I think it should play a factor that they're that good defensively, and it's mainly because of him. If you look at the other people on the roster, the only other really good defenders are Royce O'Neal, and everyone else is like above average or just average.
But
he's what makes that defense.
What's the Jazz seed been going in the playoffs the past 2 years when he won it?
I think it's the four or five.
4 and 5. So it actually doesn't really matter as much. It doesn't matter if you're on a good team, but not if you're number one seed, right?
Well, I don't know. Because both those years, their team was top like three in defense. Both the years he won it, they were one defense. And then the year Giannis won it, they were like 10.
All right, let's go over some season stats for these guys.
Trey and Nick just...
Gobert has 13.4 rebounds per game. He is only second to Clint Capella. Ben Simmons has 7.7. For someone who plays so versatile, that's actually pretty decent. He could, step up his numbers, of course, on that. Blocks per game, Gobert with 2.8. Being a rim protector, playing the position he plays where he just has to stay down low, and being that tall, that's should be the number he should begin. But he's a good player, second only to the Miles Turner. And then blocks per game for Simmons, only 0.6. Gobert for steals per game, 0.5. He's ranked 24th as a center for that. Simmons is 1.6, is his ninth in the NBA for steals. Minutes, Gobert is 31 a game, Simmons 33.2. The per, 23.72 for Gobert, 17.91. Which some of these do matter for your offensive game, but how about this? Nick, you tell me what you want. If you're looking for a defense player of the year, what would you say your definition of a defense player of the year is?
Interesting, you went to Nick first again.
Hey, Nick, actually, stop. Stop for a second.
Oh.
Trey. Stop. That question's for you.
For me?
I defer.
All right. It's for you, Nick.
I don't know the category that makes you a defense player. You got to play fucking defense.
Well, I'm just...
Steals, blocks. You got to play minutes. You got to go the best player. And truthfully, I don't like Gobert. I don't think he should have won the other two. I think he's a little bitch. I don't know what he does in basketball. Like, yeah, I hate Gobert.
I don't think he wears defensive
pants. He stinks. He gave everybody COVID.
Oh yeah. Okay.
His hair whack. No, his shoes whack.
No way.
Ben Simmons tight as fuck.
I think
Ben Simmons is a bitch, bro.
I think Gobert can't win it just because of how bad Shaq roasted him. And now I do not respect Gobert since then.
Hold up. Let me ask
Shaq doesn't like the Jazz, okay?
Do you think with the game on the line, game on the line, game 7, playoff series, up by 2, Gobert's guarding the guy bringing up the ball. Steph Curry's bringing up the ball. Gobert's guarding him. The best defensive player in the league is playing that time. When they need defense, who's playing that moment? Gobert or Simmons?
Neither.
What?
You don't think Simmons don't pick up Curry?
Both teams, Simmons does not guard their best player.
Who does then?
He's Thibodeau.
What is that name?
Matisse Thibodeau. But Luke, what are you going off this off of? One or two games that you've watched, or are you going off actual stats?
Matisse is just...
Doc Rivers himself says he puts Ben Simmons on the guy. Okay, so even if there is switches I have to make, so it makes sense if Matisse Thybulle is on someone else for some times, but you can't just use one little spot and use that for your whole argument. So, Steph Curry, LeBron James, any elite players coming down the court, you say you have Ben Simmons and Gobert on the same team. Who are you choosing to guard that man?
If you have both of them, that's...
Okay, that's... Oh, my God. Answer the...
But who's guarding him?
Okay. Obviously, if they're a wing, Gobert's not as good as that. But if,
even if they're a dunker,
I would say again. Oh, if they're a dunker, I'd be fine with Gobert because Gobert could just play off.
Because a lot of those dunkers just go right at Gobert. They're not scared. Good dunkers go right at him.
Dunk on him. But anyways, it still comes down to what your definition of defense player of the year is. Because I would pick impact. If you're gonna say who's gonna guard the best player right at the end of the game, then yeah, Ben Simmons. But I would say Rudy impacts defense play just throughout the whole game.
You think with Rudy, you don't get put in that situation.
Exactly.
I think the part that you're forgetting, Luke, is that with Rudy, you have to rely on the rest of your team to play good defense. Whereas Ben, if you have a bad defense, he can step up and be so versatile. I think you're being a little bit of a homer. When I say a little bit, I mean a lot of it. And
I don't agree with that because if you take Gobert off the Jazz team right now, they would be a horrible defense.
No, I agree. Gobert is a big place, a big piece in that puzzle, but the same thing, he is a piece.
No, if you take Gobert off the Jazz, their defense plummets. If you take Simmons off the Sixers, they still have Matisse and Embiid, who's also in the Defensive Player of the Year race.
You can keep saying Matisse, but that's not going to change anything. Embiid and Ben Simmons is that team right there.
Exactly. If you take Simmons, you still have Embiid. So they both have great defensive impact. You take Gobert off the Jazz, they're done for defensively.
I just think you're losing what I'm saying here. What we're looking for an all-around defensive player, someone who is can.
Well, yeah. If that's how you're gonna.
That's what a defensive player of the year. That's what it is.
Well, for you, I would pick impact over versatility. I think Rudy Gobert has a bigger impact than Ben Simmons does in the defensive side of a game. But if you pick versatility, then I can't compete with that because Gobert can't guard one.
So
you don't think versatility equals impact?
I think Gobert being at the hoop, he impacts the game a lot more. I know he's a center. So
that's the only point he impacts is at the hoop. He doesn't impact anything on the wing. Doesn't impact anything.
He won't be able to impact Shaq.
He actually gets Shaq he's Shaq. Second. He's second in blocks. Let's remember that also.
Who's first?
Miles Turner.
No, but yeah, I'm still saying Gobert, his impact is way more. When people go into the paint, a lot of them take dumber shots because Gobert's there. And you do say dunkers go at him, but they never have that many successes. So I would pick Gobert. But if you pick Simmons, it's okay.
Oh, no, yeah, 100% I pick Simmons. Gobert, I think he is a top-notch defender, but he's a, you know, he for his spot, he can only guard so much.
Opinions on what defensive player of the year.
Yeah, I have the right one. You have the wrong one.
No, I think you definitely.
I think Rudy should win MVP.
Thank you.
Curry.
All right, on to the last subject. Okay, it's who's beating the Nets in the East? Is any team in the East going to beat the Nets?
The Sixers and Ben Simmons.
Yeah?
I don't think any team.
I think the Sixers are coming out of the East.
I don't think the Nets are going to destroy the Sixers. Ben Simmons will get smoked by Kyrie, James Harden, or Kevin Durant. And they have no one on that.
I guess I shouldn't say that. I think the Sixers are going to win.
It's going to come down to the last play. KD, Ben Simmons guarding KD, shuts him down.
KD sauces him, bro. LeBron couldn't shut down KD. How do you expect Ben Simmons?
What was that, Trey?
I said Celtics. I believe in Tatum.
I actually agree with you. If the Celtics play the Sixers, they're way better wings.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. I think Luke, you heard what I meant wrong. Who has the best chance of beating the Nets? I 100% think the Nets are going to finals.
I think
the Sixers have the best chance at beating the Nets.
Yeah, I would say the Sixers because Embiid, they don't have anyone to guard Embiid.
Okay, and then West, I think, is just up in the air. Of course, I don't want to get too much into it because we'll say that for the next one. But people are
I think the Jazz. Let's talk
for
about
sure.
it.
It's the Jazz. With having a three-time defensive player of the year on their team, you know.
You just said that, so the jinx is going to happen right there.
Team in the league.
And now I don't want him to win it.
You didn't want him to win it anyways.
I showed him for MVP, bro.
Let's, and then...
Now I don't want him as a VP, bro.
We got 5 minutes left.
He's just a P to me.
We got 5 minutes left, so let's talk about the play-in bracket. Thoughts on that? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Didn't Luka say something about it?
Luka and Mark Cuban were pretty upset about it because you play all year for your playoff
Hold
spot.
Up, for maybe the listeners that don't know.
Yeah. I know what it is. I know what it is, but I think you should explain it for Nick.
Okay, so 7, 8, 9, and 10 are playing in.
Are playing in?
They have like a play-in tournament. Yeah.
A play-in.
Yep.
Okay.
So, like, if you get the 7 seed and 8 seed, you're not secure in the playoffs. You have to still play against the 9 and 10.
Okay, ready?
You know.
Okay.
Luca said, "I don't understand the idea of a play-in tournament. You play 72 games to get into the playoffs, then maybe you lose 2 in a row and you're out of the playoffs. I don't see the point."
Yeah, that's what we just said.
For a young man, that makes a lot of sense. Now,
personally, I think he said it's because they might be in that position and they could lose it.
I think he's also saying, like, these motherfuckers played the whole season, they suck. They suck.
Yeah.
They suck.
You played the season to get your playoff spot. You shouldn't be playing again for another playoff spot. Because if you get the 7th seed, if you say you get one game better than the 8th seed, like, that's pretty nice, right? But, like, no, you still got to play against this 9 and 10 seed. So I think
they're doing that. Do you think they're doing that for the Curry factor, though? They're trying to get Steph Curry.
I don't know. They tried to do it with the Zion last year, didn't it?
Yeah. But I think he's only saying that because they would have to play right now. If he was higher up, I don't think he'd have an issue with it. But they're in the 7th seed.
But we. So. Let's go. Let's vote on it then, right here. Okay. So I vote. It's stupid. Nick, what do you vote? You vote it stupid?
I vote it stupid.
Trey, you voted stupid?
Yeah.
Luke, what do you vote on it?
I like it.
I bet you would.
It's stupid.
It's smart because you're getting more money coming in. It's right before the playoffs. And also, the best team's going to make it out. Because
okay, let's turn this around. Jazz are in the 7th seed. Do you like it still?
Yeah, I expect them to win.
What if they lose?
If they lose, they didn't deserve it.
Okay, I remember that.
Did you hear how he stuttered when he said that?
Yeah.
Obviously, if it's your team, you're not gonna like it. But from the outside, it's great to watch because it's like they're playing to make the playoffs. It could be the end of their season. I like it, and obviously, the best team's gonna get out of it. So.
Do you do it in football then?
Yes. Cool. That would be cool. I'd be down for that.
I guess speaking from a competitor wise, like if you're playing all year, like I feel like you're getting cheated out of it.
Yeah. If you're a 7 seed, that sucks. If you're a 10 seed, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you're playing all year. These athletes push their body pretty body's pretty good for
now you say it for playoffs only.
They added it last year because
I just think to understand where we're coming from, you got to have some competitor mentality. Anyways, we got 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute left. This is where we go with Luke's hot take. Let's go, Luke.
Okay, I already said it earlier, but the Jazz will finish as the 1 seed. Gobert will win Defensive Player of the Year. Donovan Mitchell and top 5. In MVP voting, and the Utah Jazz.
This isn't a hot take.
To the Western Conference.
This isn't a hot take.
Actually, I take it back. Utah Jazz will make the championship.
Okay.
I say they'll make the championship because I don't think the Lakers will be at full health. I think they can for sure beat the Suns, and the Clippers would be a good series, but.
All right.
You also thought you were going to win a fantasy football league. How'd that go?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
the last place. He's already saying in Madden that he's going to be in the championship and win it next year.
I'm going to say it.
I'm winning the Super Bowl next year in our Madden league.
Dude.
Hold up. I'm going to
hurry and say it, Nick. Hurry and say it. We got 5 minutes. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Alright. Alright. You guys ready?
Yes. It's gonna be
worth it. I agree with Luke. Jazz are going all the way, baby.
Let's go.
I think they win the championship.
Yeah, I think they honestly.
Oh, no, they'll lose to the Nets for sure. They'll lose to the Nets for sure. If they meet, oh my gosh, if they meet Philadelphia in the finals.
And Ben Simmons shuts down everybody.
If they meet Philly in the playoffs, Jazz in 4.
Okay, write it down. Write me
out. Write me out.
Well,
this is legally binding, right, Trey?
Yep.
Wait, what does he get?
That's terrible. Came back for this.
What does he get, though?
If the Jazz meet Philly in the playoffs and win in 4, I'll give you the rodeo.
Oh, shit.
If the Jazz go to this, beat the Sixers in 4, Ben Simmons has to give Mitchell.
That's not how it works.
And he also has to
that's not how it works, Luke.
That's not going to work.
Get out of your fantasy. I'm going to win a Madden championship, fantasy championship world, man. Come on.
Hold the head.
I got this.
Not if I'm in it, you
won't. Yes, I will, bro. My offense was behind. I am going to work on my offense so much. I will beat you.
Bro, I scored.
Not a ton.
I could have scored 28.
Trey could have scored a lot more, but he was running the clock out.
Yeah. And last
that's
night,
also because I didn't understand the defense I was running, okay? Jalen explained it to me after. No, you didn't do it until the third game. You weren't running that offense. The second game you scored 17 and it was 10-0 until like the very end.
So all I explained to Luke is that since he's in the cover 4, he thought his cornerback would just drop all the way back to that guy running clear behind him and would just know that guy's running behind him. I said, if you're running that deep post, that cornerback who's going to guard his zone over there is not going to know there's some guy going clear about on the backside. It's not really a defense that you can just defend unless you just be full on prevent, or you just got to blitz some guy in and get the sack. So you have to put more pressure on Trey if you're going to beat him like that. I shouldn't talk because yikes, but
it doesn't matter what coverage you're in, bro. I'll let you know right now.
Yeah,
I'll beat you next.
All right, that's it for our fantasy talk. That's it.
Wait, we're doing fantasy talk?
No, I'll just Luke's fantasy.
Oh, my gosh.
This has been Jalen and Luke check down. Special guests for Nick and Trey. Hopefully they can be some regulars. And that's it.
Yeah, regular.